Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I got former U.S. Attorney James Santel with me through the bottom or the top of this hour, starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to have Sound Off, the Tuesday edition. We can talk about anything that you want to from the news, sports, pop culture arena. We'll start taking your calls right at the top of the hour, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Phone and text lines are open. So join us for that. Before the break, Jim, I wanted you to explain to people the difference between the investigation into senators, including Ron Johnson, relating to the false elector scheme in 2020. These were fraudulent documents that were intended to ostensibly steal an election that led to an insurrection on that day. Senators Graham, Hawley, Ron Johnson, Blackburn, to name a few, Tuberville, they had staffers and or themselves received these fraudulent documents, which were themselves a crime for which people have been prosecuted. Some have already pled out. And the senators passed these along or directed staff to do so, thereby leading to probable cause plus that they committed a crime. There's nothing outlandish, nor conspiratorial, nor inappropriate about the FBI investigating that. And yet the right wingers on social media are flipping out about this. Explain to folks the difference between that and other investigations by the FBI about the January 6th insurrection and what's going on with Jim Comey.
Right. It is quite literally night and day. And you laid it out perfectly, Maggie. What you've got is seven different states. You've got false electors, right? They put together a document that, again, there are variations depending upon the state, basically saying, I'm an elector, which is wrong. That's a false statement.
Fraud.
On yep. its face. And oh, by the way, in my particular state, Donald Trump won, for example, right here in Wisconsin. That is a demonstrably provable, situation where, again, we're talking about 2020, not the most recent election.
Yes.
That also a false statement. That is in violation of federal law. And so what happens is, and when it's passed on to people to do what? To accomplish the overturning of a federal election involving people who have the ability to do it, to get those documents onto the floor of the House, arguably to be counted, that is indeed more than sufficient to open a file. Again, you don't need a lot. You don't need probable cause, but I would offer here, that's exactly it. And those false statements, the conspiracy that wraps around it, entirely legitimate for the FBI to investigate, to interview people, to determine exactly what the intent was, what the purpose was, night and day when it comes to the Jim Comey situation. Here, I think you've got, if the U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia has got this sort of right, you've got Jim Comey allegedly telling his second in command, either do or do not engage with the media. That in of itself then becomes a false statement according to the indictment by virtue of his being asked the question about that and his saying, no, I didn't do that. False statements are not prosecutable if in fact they're true, right? And he's saying, I didn't do
because
that.
Because it's not false. Yeah.
It's not false, right?
It's thin. It's so thin. It's barely worth the paper it's written on. I wanted to take the sound from Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. Keep in mind, Ron Johnson knowingly passed along fraudulent documents trying to overturn the 2020 election. I got a question for Attorney General Josh Call. Where's the charges against Ron Johnson? But listen to him make up stuff out of thin air on Faux News yesterday.
This doesn't surprise me. It should shock, it should outrage every American. Quite honestly, by now, it should be obvious to every American that it's not the Republicans that are a threat to our democracy. It's President Obama, it's President Biden, it's the radical leftists that have served and support them. This is outrageous.
Obama's not president, sir. Biden isn't president. This was a legitimate investigation of yourself, other senators, Representative Kelly, for passing along documents that you knew were fraudulent. in any other country, those folks would be facing prosecutions. I should say in any other well-functioning democracy, which we are not anymore, those folks would be facing prosecutions. Instead, he's getting on national news networks and talking about a guy that last held the Oval Office in 2016 into January of 17. The man's lost his marbles, as far as I'm concerned.
And Maggie, you made the point earlier. It warrants underscoring. In the Jim Comey situation, we had a number of people, including the FBI, including a U.S. attorney, arguably the deputy attorney himself, all looking at this and saying, there's nothing there. You had multiple layers of prosecutors and investigators saying, we're not going to charge this. Somebody lost their job because they refused to go ahead. In all of these other situations, the other false electors and this particular investigation, nobody looked at this and said, I'm leaving, I'm going to be fired because there's no there. Everyone said, yes, indeed, this should be pursued. And if anything, as you just indicated, the fault lies in not going more aggressively as to those people who are involved in this attempt to overthrow the 2020 election.
Yeah,
on Capitol Hill on that day.
Not a single frontline AUSA, not a single reported FBI agent came out and said, oh, I thought this investigation was a sham. Nobody did that. Nobody said, I'm going to refuse to sign these indictments, right? Lindsey Halligan's signature stands alone. That cheese stands alone on Jim Comey's indictment. Folks, you know, the facts are there for all to see. It's high time we actually engage with them meaningfully and in good faith for the sake of Republicans and Democrats, independents, and the folks that don't give a whit about the politics or politricks, as the case may be, for Ron Johnson and company. Thanks so much to former U.S. Attorney James Santel. When we come back, it'll be the 5 o'clock hour of sounding off. You get a chance to tell me what is on your mind and what's got you steamed these days. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Call us, text us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.